I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 7th. Enbridge Energy says there was an unplanned release of natural gas from their new compressor station in North Weymouth yesterday morning. Enbridge says all their safety systems functioned properly. They did not release a cause for the gas release. It was the third such incident since the facility went online last September. Opponents continue to fight that facility in court. 44-year-old Nut Lee from Woburn is charged with stealing a car on Safford Street in Wollaston yesterday morning, driving it to the Stop and Shop on Newport Avenue, and then stealing over $350 in goods from that store. Lee was arrested in the store parking lot after police tracked him using video surveillance. There were 12 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 180 active cases. Quincy's positivity rate is now over 3%, and there have been 150 deaths. Quincy is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. This week's football game between Quincy and North Quincy High Schools has been moved to Sunday due to a case of COVID-19 at North Quincy High School. The game will be played Sunday at noon at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It had been scheduled for Friday night. There will be a cleaner, greener Quincy citywide cleanup on Saturday, May 1st. Mayor Thomas Koch says COVID-19 protocols will be enforced, and there will be no citywide barbecue celebration at Pageant Field after the cleanup due to the pandemic. The Quincy Police Department has unveiled their Autism Awareness Cruiser for the month of April. The cruiser is adorned with the multicolored autism awareness puzzle pieces that have become the symbol of the Autism Society since 1999. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 7th.